That word ready, I know I've not gotten to the main thing I want to say. How do we get to this point? Profiting by God's word. But I need to explain the meaning of the word crop is ready. Of course, I've already explained before what it means for the crop to be ready. What I mean is that is when you don't struggle, all right, to get the blessing. You know, Kia is in town now, all right? In Nigeria now, you can buy a car, brand new. You know, people think like, in America, I can do this. I've thought about it. Anything they do in America, and Nigerians are doing it already. You can get a brand new car, you'll be paying small, all right? You can buy a house and be paying small. Yes, I mean, some banks will finance it for you. Interest rates will be high, but it's possible. And occasionally, in fact, the other day I was driving, I was thinking, I said, God, is this temptation? I resist it too. What I mean is that. And you see, we just show up with one brand new Kia today. It's very simple, you know. They have this package, a package for my colleagues in the hospital, if I want one too. So Pastor Banga, I need to collect one. I don't want anybody to cripple my monthly economy. I don't know whether you get what I'm trying to explain. Don't cripple my monthly economy. How many things I'm doing? I have calculated how much they will drain me suddenly. I said, don't worry. My car may be old. It's still working very well. See that my car? Once in a while, my wife will laugh. I say, come to the express. Let me show you what a BMW engine is made of. You can be laughing at the car outside, but sit inside. Ask Yinka. He drives once in a while when we want to drive. The car can fly. That motorway, they see. See, Pastor Banky, you're making yourself happy. That's the point. I'm making myself happy. That is the point. What am I going to explain? Until the crop permits, I won't put in the sickle. A lot of people are harvesting things that have not yet permitted. You are paying for a house you can't afford. You have collected car and monthly. In fact, it's commonest with young women who just start working. All their lives, they wanted this kind of bag, that kind of shoe, this kind of jewelry, this kind of makeup. As now they start working, you can pay small amount. You can pay over 6 months. How much is the gold? Say this one just 75,000. The girl look and say, yes, my time has come. Except that the idiot did not realize that on gold alone, 25% of your monthly income for 6 months will go. So she takes that one. Shoes appear next day. Bag. This one is original Gucci. Real crocodile skin. She does not know what's crocodile. She doesn't know whether it's an endangered species or not. All she knows is that she can tell her friends, this is crocodile skin. What am I going to say? I have seen it before. Then a person is perpetually broke. Creditor. You didn't come on time. I said, I'll give you money today. Well, you didn't come yesterday now. I said, you said you give me money yesterday. I came today. If you really had the money to pay. Do you understand my point? What's the difference? Whether I come yesterday or I come today. You know what that means? The person has beaten more than he or she could chew. That is a crop that has not yet permitted. They are harvesting it. I always say that for the first 8 years after I left school, I didn't buy a car. People say, why not? I say, I didn't have money. What's wrong with you? How can you be asking a young, fine man why he doesn't have a car? More than the fact that he doesn't have money. The first car I drove was my father-in-law that bought it. After I married his daughter, I just looked the two of us and said, these children, they go, you're so far. That is it. You know, that. Before then, I didn't care. One day somebody said, you will try and buy a car, you know, this one that you're planning to get married, so that when you go to your in-law's house, I look the person. I said, number one, I have been there. Nobody asks me, where is your car? The young woman knows me inside out. I virtually showed my wife, before we married, of course, when I first met her, I virtually showed her my pay slip. This is the money I'm collecting. I didn't do that physically, but I used style to tell her, this is how much they pay also. You don't want to marry me? Just forget it now. Don't even believe that I will struggle to make you happy. No, I'm not planning to do it. Godliness with contentment. Marrying me is godliness. So be content with whatever I have. No, that was my principle. Nobody said, you have to try. I said, try what? Look, this is the interesting part. I saw people buy cars that, they say, you can buy this car for one day. One of my uncles. Let me laugh first before I tell you the story. He said, oh boy, that there's one B2 that's up for sale. I said, how much is it? He said, 25,000. I look now. See, this was 1995, 95 or 96. And he and I, when the car business together, in quotes, I wasn't doing car business, but, you know, I had a relative that was doing car business. I used to go to their office a lot, all right? So I knew a lot about cars. I said, uncle, the car they will sell for $25,000, what kind of condition is it? He said, ah, that's not the problem. You spend another $25,000 on it. I said, yeg belew. I said, bros, let me use that 50K to trek. They will be prospecting my trekking. You know, you go and buy real Kakarolo. There are some shoes that you can use to trek from here to Lagos. They will think you are an Israelite in the wilderness. It won't wear out. I said, what? Ah, I had a friend who bought one like that. He would drive the car for 2 days. The car would drive him for 3 days. You know what I mean? Yes, you drive a car for 2 days. The car says, oh, bros, my turn. The guy said, now my turn. Oh, yeah? You, bend your back. Motor go be. Ah, I said, no, 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 no. I said, that is not life. I said, the time will come that we'll be buying cars and dashing people. I said, the time will come. We'll buy houses, we will dash people. So why should we die before that time? I said, no, don't worry about it. I said, right now what I can buy is good shoes. So I bought good shoes. I'm telling the truth. You buy good shoes, buy a nice shirt, right? Dress very nicely. They say, what about motor cars? I said, don't worry. Not yet. Thank God in Enugu there are plenty of taxis. So all you young men, you don't know how you handle your wife. Taxi has come. Amen? Amen. Yes. Just go downstairs, taxi come, come and pick me and my madam. We're going out somewhere. It was very, very good. Do you understand? I remember when my wife delivered my son Akinlu. I wanted to buy her a car at that time, so that was a good time to buy a car. So I walked down, I remember the Sapley Road. I tried to buy from a friend of mine, he misbehaved. Walked down Sapley Road, I saw this car, now I still drive now. She was the one I bought it for then. I looked at the car, priced it, the guy said it was a good price. So we agreed on the price. I went home. Called my wife. She was breastfeeding. Just as soon as the boy, I mean, Akinde was like a week or two old. I said, come and see the car. The moment I pointed and when I saw the expression on her face, the car was so, you should see that car when I first bought it. It was light brownish, golden, grayish, metallic. There's one kind of color it had with these beautiful alloy wheels. When she saw the car, she fell in love with it. I said, very good. We looked at it. I drove her back home. Go and meet your infant baby. I gave the guy 2 checks. I mean, that I paid him cash, then 2 checks to drop both of them on Monday. It was a Saturday. I said, but please, I'm traveling. I want to present this car to my wife before I go. So I collected it. I paid one hand. There was no, please, save small. Bring 20,000 today. Do you get my point? You know what happened? The crop permitted. The crop did what? Permitted. When I wanted to pay rent some time ago, somebody said, that's a lot of money for a house. I said, what do you want me to do now? Rent a tree. He said, you can buy land and start building. Which bush would they sell me land for this amount of money? I said, I beg. The crop did not permit yet. Do you get the point I'm making? So why do I want to die? So I said, no. Let me pay somebody. Pay the landlord and park into his house. When the crop will permit, I have prophesied it 10,000 times. Let me say it again. I will start in January. By December, I will park in. No, listen, I don't plan to do it for longer than that. So until that time, I'm not in a hurry. If I say, look, boys, and I don't, and I'm not planning, not this direct labor. And you go drive to a woman, go and collect some masons. Oh yeah, come help me do this work. Do I look like a contractor to you? Am I a builder? If I don't have money to give, if I'm my friend, they build, you know, their office is just down there. I told my friend that the day I want to build, I'll call you guys. Somebody said they charge more than if I say yes, I know, but they also give me peace of mind. We'll settle down, I agree. The whole building is going to cost us how much? They will walk, it's okay, it's 25 million. I said, very good. I will pay you in 3 installments. 50% now, 25 halfway through 25 by the time you complete. Do you guys agree with that? They will say yes. And I said, start. I'm moving it in December. I hope you guys understand. I give you 12 months. It's called crop permitting. It's called what? Crop permitting. And I know for sure, this is the interesting part, that the time is going to come. I'm not imagining or wishing or praying. I am absolutely persuaded that that time will what? Will come. He said, when the crop permits, he puts in the sickle because the harvest has come. You're a married woman. All your friends are going there. Last July, we spent the summer in America. This summer, we are going to Australia. And you two, your body don't crawl inside. And they harass your husband. They go and take overdraft, collect loan for holiday. Nobody takes loan for holiday. What's, are you crazy? How can you take loan to go on holiday? You disturb me, your husband. Last week, all my friends traveled. And then let me, anytime I go to China, they are looking at me like the woman that has not gone abroad. You are laughing. Do you know, there are people who think like that. They say, they are all looking at me like the woman who hasn't gone abroad. And there are some foolish women who are looking like their friends, looking at their friends. If you have a friend that's looking at you like that, he's not a good friend. Find another one. Find a friend like me who doesn't give a damn where you have gone to or where you have not gone to. Are you getting my point? You see? Nah. You know, hey, God bless my wife. You know, there are husbands who can't sleep in peace. Because some women are now driving brand new cars. They get their husband and say, no, but after all, the bank can allow you to pay small now. And after all, what are you trying to do? You want to impress somebody else that you to you day. You will be moving your child from school to school because this is the happening school right now. You heard my philosophy before. I'm not paying anybody 100,000 naira a month to teach my child what my wife does at home. My children only go to school to go and play. I'm only ready to pay. No, listen. I'm only ready to pay fees for social gathering. They are there to go and play. After all, in church is free. They don't. In fact, that's how we should begin offering in church. I mean, we should give more offering than we are giving. When you go to your church, the Sunday school you they pay. But people, you know, people be moving their children up and down. No, my wife went for a program the other day. This woman, Christy Baturi, she said the school, her husband is very wealthy. All right, and the school that her children go to. Of course, you know, school run time. Everybody comes to pick their children afternoon. They, you know what the women there do? They is the opportunity to bring the new cars, you know, to come and pick children. You know? Today, you come in a Jeep. Tomorrow, you come in an S-Class. The following day, you come in a Lamborghini. Just be changing the cars to impress. We say one day she looked at herself and said, she won't join this thing. So she came to school on a motorbike with jeans and bathroom slippers. If you don't like it, go and hang. It's your problem. That they said, you want to say, what all of this? What are these women up to? So she appeared on a motorbike, dressed very casually, wear bathroom slippers. Yeah, children, oh yeah, come, let us go home. After that, all of you can think I'm crazy, is your personal problem. But I think it's a very good thing to do to break the stupid hold. Let somebody put you under unnecessary pressure in life. When the crop has not permitted. When the crop has not, I don't understand why people buy clothes, be paying small for the next 6 months. You have bought the one that's bigger than you, as far as I'm concerned. Ordinary shirt, you pay three times. Listen, my friend, the shirt is too expensive. I'm telling you, there's no kedah or shirt that does not exist. You know that. I remember those when we were in Lagos. One day I went to Sophisticat. I saw a shirt for 12,000 naira when all I earned in a month was 6,000 naira. A canali, I remember. Never forgot. I looked at it and said, did angels weave this thing? I mean, my shirts were 500 naira. Very good. Come very nice in a packet. When I dressed like this, you would leak mouth. 500 bucks was all I paid for the shirt. The man that has 12K to give for one shirt. May the Lord bless him, keep him, shine his face upon him, lift up his countenance upon him, and give him peace. I didn't have, and as God is my witness, I wasn't even praying about it. Say, God, give me a canali shirt. What's wrong with the one I wear? 500 bucks. In fact, there were some we bought for 200 naira. Oh, you know they go Lagos. When you hit island like this, there are guys who are shaking shirts like this along the road. You have to look when you call the guy, come. I'm with that one. Say 350. What do you mean? Look at it at the end of the day. Rabbit in 150, put them for bag. Give her money. God bless you. Love you, man. All right, we'll see you next time. And believe me, one day, I remember one day I was going to work. There was one woman. She called me and said, Banky, this is your trouser. It's killing. How much did you buy it? I said, I didn't buy it. I caught them for 700 naira for Ted Joshua. Last time I traveled to Adoekiti, I gave them to Taylor. Taylor charged me 250. That's what you are looking at. It was the same woman who one day said that I should buy a pair of trousers. So look at it. The price still on it in dollars. 10,000 naira. I called her. I said, come, auntie, come. Assuming that I were your younger brother, You and I work in the same place. You know the amount of money I earn. And I show up at home one day and say, this is my trouser. I bought it for 10,000. Don't you think you should slap me and tell me to kneel down, put up my two hands and face the wall? And now you are trying to sell it to me. That day I was very angry. I don't think I bought anything from after that day. I was very angry. That you mean if I actually collected it? If I actually collected it from you, you will accept for me to buy it. To me, that was wickedness. No, I felt it was wickedness. How can a young man earning 6,000 naira a month collect 10,000 naira pair of trousers from you and you let him buy it? If you're a salesperson, you're an evil person. You tell him, style, oh boy, this is not your size. He said, what do you mean? He said, what don't I mean? Oh boy, behave yourself. Oh. That day, no, really, that day I was angry. After that day, I was angry with her. I really was angry. If you want to flee somebody, if you want to practice wickedness, go somewhere else. She said, I think I'll go and send an NPC. I said, she'll have gone there first. Not come to a hospital where young boys are trying to gather their soul and body together. You understand my point? And be offering trousers for 10,000 naira. One guy came one day, said, I think it was either Valentine's Day or Easter Day. One day said, he was selling ticket for 3,000 naira. I look up, 3,000 naira. To go and chop one day. You know, there was one joke I watched once on TV. Tunde Obey and his wife. It was a joke. They just arrived from a dinner. So the lady was saying, that was very nice. The man, his face was frowning. The lady said, it was a very nice, the food was good, it was a very nice outing. The man said, 14,000 naira. The lady was raving about the quality of the hotel, the food, the whole setting. She would talk and talk. And the guy would say, 14,000 naira. Now, this was years ago. I watched this thing in Lagos. And I left Lagos in 2000. It was about 10 years ago. Yeah, I'm very sure. He said, 14,000 naira. After the Jesus for some time, the lady now got up and said, I beg. She wants to go to the toilet. The guy said, which toilet? My 14,000 naira. He won't go toilet. Nobody's going to toilet for 1 week in this house. You use 14,000 to eat one evening. And you want to dare go to toilet. He said, no, you will enjoy that one for 1 week. I'm telling you, what am I going to say? About the crop that's what? Permitting. I always say, look, nobody's your mate in life. Stop chasing other people. Do you get my point? That one, somebody else built a house, it's his problem now. Like I always say, has he written Grace Face Can Be Yours? He hasn't written it. Has he written Choices Key to Destiny? He has not written it. Has he taught the Wheel of Success on Cosmo FM for 3 years running? He hasn't. See, that's what I have done. I'm not competing with him. If you like to build a house, fly a plane, it's your personal problem. Me and you, we are not, it's none of my business. You will not put me under pressure to go and harvest a seed that the crop is not yet permitting. The problem with that actually is that you lose a lot. A lot of people have eaten their seed. Do you understand what I mean by that? My wife and I were discussing, was it yesterday? Yes. About how some people do business. They don't know how to do business. Somebody, maybe you have a shop and people have agreed to give you things on credit. They bring bread there. We'll collect money at the end of the week. They bring biscuit. They bring tomato. They bring pepper. They bring shirt. They bring shoe. The money is flowing. Do you understand my point? What you don't realize is that none of the money is your own. For the bread that you are selling 200 naira a loaf, they said, give us 160. So only 40 naira is your own. But at the end of the month, the week, when you do account, you see 200,000 naira. You say, man, wow. Doesn't cross your mind that you have not paid the guy who owns the bread? You have not paid the guy who brought the biscuit, the guy with the shirt, those guys who loaded your shop with stuff, you haven't paid them, you are paying yourself. Now we'll now go and collect car. We're paying for the car. Don't worry, every month I give you 200,000. He's paying. Very soon he started in his suppliers. Please, collect your money next week. Pyramid scheme has started. Do you understand my point? He starts delaying. From when, next week, it becomes next month. Next month becomes 2 months, and then one day the supplier stop bringing stuff there. Then the shop drains in 2 weeks, and you're wondering what's going on here. He started telling story. He used to be rich those days, though. It was ever since he traveled to Abuja that time. There was one witch that stayed in the house. And the witch said, it will not be well with you. And since that time, so it started going from one deliverance house to the other. People have been fighting me that I've been preaching that you don't need deliverance on television, on radio. Yes, you don't need deliverance. You need to be delivered from stupidity, not from witch, not from demons. Most business people who claim that witches are worried, they go and check. They don't know how to, they don't know the money that's their own and the one that's not their own. Ask him, how much money did you make last week? They don't know. I'm not here to teach spiritual, economic, empowerment, and development strategies again. We taught that one before. If you are doing business for goodness sake, put yourself on a meager salary to start. Just salary to transport and eat food. Nothing more than that. So you'll be the first employee. You're not the business owner. You're the first employee who is to be paid last. Assuming you employ two other people, you pay those two people first before you pay yourself. Pay everybody small, small. Every month, calculate what you sold, what you used to buy, do everything, pay salary, whatever is left is the profit. From it, you start increasing the size of your business. You don't need a car yet. I give Chiki as an example. The day he came to church to testify that from being nobody, frustrated, busted, and disgusted, now he has a company that's Delic, and at that time, I think they had 6 or 10 members of staff. I still remember very well. And then a bike or Okada I carry come church to come give that testimony. Yes, I was there. We joined among those who stood on the stage to do who's rejoicing with this man doing Thanksgiving. The testimony was that when I first came here 4 years ago, I was nothing. I was frustrated. I was totally frustrated. But now I have a small business. And these are my members of staff. And we have come to say, God, thank you. After service, he climbed Okada, go back, go house. They say it's for the image of your company. Nonsense image. It's because you don't have quality. Listen. The way I preach, I thank God for it. There's no way I'll climb Okada to go and preach. They'll say, Banky Kimon and Okada, don't let him preach. It's when I don't have anything to say, they'll start checking, did he come on a good car? If I like, I come on a bike. Give me the microphone first. You will know whether I came in a spiritual Lamborghini or spiritual Okada. Please, I hope you are following the point I'm making. I'm not going to do my message for today. I'm just going to bring out the issue. About people waiting for the crop to permit. Because the word works by itself. You don't go and say, I need my year of breakthrough. Therefore, you go and collect a car. And the money is not there yet. Listen, that is not faith. That is stupidity and foolishness. It is your year of breakthrough, we know. God, bring the money first. The car dealer is not God. I can't collect car from him by faith. It's only you that I can collect money from by faith. As for the car dealer, I collect by cash. The crop must what? Permit. As for the car dealer, I collect car from him by cash. God, if you don't bring the money, I don't want the motor car. Thank God for Sullivan Chime. I saw it in paper yesterday's paper. 400 and something cars. For taxes in Enugu, just start taking taxes. You understand what I'm saying? Uh-huh. You don't force yourself and say, I said this year will not pass me by. Oh boy, if that's passed you by, what are you going to do about it? Are you going to arrest somebody or shoot somebody? Do you understand the point I'm making? Do you get the point I'm making? What am I teaching? I want us to allow God to work. I was saying that when you actually try to harvest, before the crop is ready, you actually kill the bigger crop. So if you harvest that crop before indeed it permits, then what you are doing is that you are losing money. That's why I give that illustration about the business person. Do you understand that? That's why I give that illustration. Because indeed, what you are doing actually is that you are killing the business before it is ready. Do you understand? I told my wife a story that some time ago, many years ago, somebody was telling my mom, this really happened. That, this man used to be very rich. But you know, the mother is a witch. And she used her witchcraft to finish all her money. Let me just tell you something. That was home video. Do you understand my point? It's home video. Mothers, even if they are witches, they hardly do that. Do you get my point? What they would rather do, all right, is to use witchcraft to bring more money. A mother is a mother, even if she's a witch. Do you understand? I'm not saying it doesn't happen. I'm just saying it's unlikely. Okay? So, one day, we're not analyzing it. So my mother said, can you remember the person they are talking about? I said, yes. Remember that small shop he had? I said, yes. He said, from that shop, he built this big house. And they are telling me a witch collected the money. My mother said, Monkey, look at it too. Do you need a witch to collect money when you are draining money from that small outfit to build a house this size? That no. You don't need a witch. What really happened? The crop had not permitted. They put in the sickle when the harvest had not yet come. Therefore, they didn't get the full manifestation of it. Do you get the point I'm making? What am I explaining? The word works by itself. I said all of this to try and get that into us. Luke chapter 8, that's what we're supposed to be reading. Our time has gone now. Maybe we'll finish this one again next time. I was hoping we'll finish it today, but let's just continue. That is, the word works by itself. We have to give it time to work. Are you getting my point? There's no hurry. When it's not ready, it's not ready. You can say, this year, I must marry this year. The first woman you propose to give you, you know what they call nail, 6 inches. You enter from here, come up for that side. What are you going to do? You say, amen, is this here? You go to another one. That one, use hammer. Drive it in further. After a while, if I were you, I will sit down. Forget this wife matter. Read my Bible and do my work. He said, what will not happen? One day, you will be sitting down, believe me, and somebody will knock and say, good afternoon, sir. Please, I was looking for a particular address, and your Holy Spirit will say, arise, kill and eat. I'm telling you, you know it will happen one day. All the way you've been chasing up and down, you see that one will come to your door. No, please, excuse me. Good afternoon. I'm telling you, something like that happened to me actually. That also happened to me. The day I met my wife, my pastor didn't show up on time. I was supposed to come and preach. So that morning I preached. By the time I finished preaching, all right, while I was preaching, my pastor now arrived. So I now took another seminar after that. So anyway, I was on stage quite a lot that morning. So when I finished, one young man walked up to me. Well, not people wanted to see me, but she was one person I didn't know who also wanted to talk to me. At the end, she said, she waited patiently for everybody to finish. I've been telling her since then that it's the Holy Spirit that said, go and marry him. She said, nobody told her anything. But that's the way it looked like to me now in retrospect. Because she was very patient. Well, her reason then was that I don't know him like everybody else does. So at the end of the day, she just when she was not the only person left, she now coming to ask me a few questions. Ask the first question. I said that question. The answer is long, or maybe I'm a bit tired. We'll talk later. No, that I really can't answer now. Then she asked another question. I answered. She asked the third question. I answered. And then suddenly I looked and I was reminded of the first question that she should remember to ask me that question again. The truth was, I wanted to talk to her again. In my mind, I said, fine girl. I remember very well. I'm doing that as a joke. The Holy Spirit said, Banky, fine girl. So I said, what is your name? She told me her name. Hey, we just gisted about it. And I ran to my friend Chooks later. I said, Chooks, come. Something don't happen. He said, what happened? I said, let me show you something. I said, no. I see one. You guys won't believe what I said. But I said, Chooks, I see one babe just now. He said, are you serious? Where's she there? I said, we'll see him later during the evening session. So evening session, we begin look. We're looking up and down. Where this guy hide go now? Where this guy hide go? So finally, I saw her sitting down somewhere. Evening session was about to begin. So people were getting ready. So her head was bowed down. She was praying. So I tapped Chooks. See him. Chooks took a look and did like this. And then... That was the beginning. But you know, after that, I just said, no, I beg, thank you for getting this. It's not just childish play. But later on, there was one sister, IJ. So IJ was just talking. Say, Pastor Banky, what are you saying? Are you saying these are our sisters are not fine? And IJ, no, actually, I noticed one sister. He said, hey, what did you say? I said, I was just joking now. He said, no, Pastor Banky, you are not joking. She harassed me so much. I said, finally, okay. He said, who is it? I said, Ufoma. She jumped and went about the work. I didn't do anything, no. I said, I was just joking. He said, no, I shouldn't worry. She's on it. Then I begin pursuit from up and down for me. So finally, one day, I was in Lagos. I came for a conference in Benin. Now I'm not going back to Lagos. One day this was months later. One day I was sleeping. 12 midnight, my friend woke me up. Banky, you have a phone call. I get to carry the phone. Hey, Pastor Banky, it's me, IJ. Oh, I say, IJ, how now? What's happening? Say, her birthday is next week. I said, whose birthday? He said, oh, for man now, her birthday is next week. Whose birthday? Which for man? I said, okay, all right. Okay, thank you. This was before the days of GSMO. This was so, she had to go and call at night so that, and then the lady I'm talking about was living in the doctor's quarters in UBTH. So it appeared like day two. I said, 12 midnight? I didn't say that on the phone. Her birthday is next week. Okay, thank you very much. Now I dropped the phone. Cut a long story short, yeah. On that, the day before that birthday, I just said, I think I should go for this birthday. Nobody invites me. Let me summarize the story. Now we have 4 children. That is the summary of it. What am I trying to say? I was just sitting there and JJ. Then there was a knock, figuratively speaking, on my door. And the Holy Spirit said, arise, kill and eat. Do you get my point? All right, let me stop it here because our time is gone. And actually, where I wanted to preach, I believe, like I say sometimes, I believe I'm anointed, amen? He said, how do I know? I don't have direction sometimes. So the wind blew it where it listed. So is everyone that is anointed of the Spirit of God. This was not what I planned to preach today. I planned to finish what we started on Luke chapter 8, all right, talking about profiting from the word. But at least I hope we've learned something today about the crop permitting. We must allow that crop to permit. All right, the Lord is good. I said the Lord is good. Let us pray. Let's give the Lord thanks.